Tell me if you heard this before. The world is getting bad and I've never seen it quite like this before. Or perhaps this phrase has been whispered in your ear just this past Sunday. I never thought that I would live long enough to see the world get quite like this. Better still, my personal favorite is, child, you better get ready because Jesus is coming back soon and he gonna judge us all quite like this. Statements quite like that make me upset for more than one reason, but that's another poem for another season. And plus, I don't want to get canceled before I ever hit my second season. Though, for a long time, at least this was a thought that ran through my mind once upon a time. Just like the grapes being harvested off the vine, one of my favorite shows would be getting canceled. And it would be a cancellation not by internet trolls who dig holes into your past and hide behind keyboards and laugh because they have no soul. No, this show is getting canceled because he just got old. Since my favorite show is in its final season, I thought that I would share with some of y'all my favorite memories because tis is the season. Memories that are now fading like the color of paint that has been on the living room wall since 98. Colors of platinum railroad tracks, bronze cutting boards, and so many red Bibles that you would have thought that we started three church revivals. As much as I did not want to be like you, it turns out that I snore just like you. Oh, your snore was one of the loudest things that I've ever heard, but each time I got scared and hid under the covers, your snore would make me feel safer than standing next to my brother. I hope my kids will feel the same way because my wife told me just the other day that I snore just like you. Although Yoda is green and Obi-Wan's lightsaber is blue, two sides to this story. Will this always be true? And I would be less than human if I did not learn from the mistakes made by you, because in spite of your past actions, what I find most enduring about you is that you broke through. I know you don't see it this way because to you it was just life, another regular day for a grown ass black man in the 60s with five kids and a wife who did not take no shit. God damn, I missed that chick. You broke through the living maze of systematic oppression designed by the hands that never saw you in the plan, and yet they never even acknowledged you as a man. But yet, when you went out and fought proudly for the red, white, and blue, and if the ancestors of the gods of the universe had not been looking out for you, you would have died with your whole platoon too. But yet you broke through, and I decided that I'm going to be a rancher and a surveyor and a railroad man. And although Grand Trunk did not give you the credit, you broke the color line, and I will never forget it. I can recite that story without skipping one emotion, but the favorite part to me will always be how you recruited other black men to come make a living and not just a paycheck. You did not recruit them all, but for sure you changed some lives a few years ago from today. However, if I was to say something at your eulogy, I would say it took me at least 3 weeks to write this. And I know we all process things differently, but I just wasn't prepared for when I heard your voice for the last time. And I know I was ready, and I know you was ready to be with the Lord. And I just want to say, I love you, Granddaddy. Seductions and Revolutions.